It's not often we get a band regretting having a popular song, but that's what's happened recently in the case of Melbourne band Ceres. The group's latest album, We Are A Team, is their third full-length release since they formed in 2012. It came after the group's singer and songwriter, Tom Lanyon, experienced massive second thoughts about a song he wrote and released with the band that became their first and biggest hit to date. He's going to explain more about that in a moment and how it stopped him from writing any new music for quite some time. I saw the title of this record, We Are A Team, I immediately thought, right, they're talking about the band.
Yeah.
But it's really not much about the band, is it?
No, nothing really is, Richard, for me and the band. I try and keep those two things quite separate. To me, teamwork and team-ishness is more about love, and the record deals very heavily in the theme of love. It's actually the only reason why it actually exists.
Yeah.
And without sort of becoming too corny about it, I thought maybe Team, you know, We Are In Love is a little bit of a rich title for a record, so I thought maybe We Are Team's a bit better. And I think the record deals with that as well. It is team and it's teamwork, and you know, love is actually a lot of work, and so there's themes in the record that are still a bit dark and still deal with things of me sort of figuring out stuff.
Absolutely. Well, it's a less angsty outlook than past series releases, but as you just said before, it's not a lovey-dovey record. It's not the birds are singing, there's rainbows everywhere.
I do feel bad. I mean, you know, press releases have come out and gone, Ceres have written a love record, and you listen to it, it's just like, oh, it's still such a bummer.
I know, we're going to get to the opening track in just a moment, and even that, I was kind of reading about this record and kind of sort of getting into the headspace of what you were trying to capture, and that opening track, it's just like, well, it feels really ominous to me. It doesn't feel like it's...
Really?
Well, it does a little bit. It's just like that opening line, I'm going to get happy. It's almost like a threat. It's like a threat to yourself, I'm going to get happy.
Yeah, or a mantra, perhaps. I think I saw it written down on a piece of paper when we first recorded Viv, which was a separate session to the rest of the record. And I didn't write it, but I saw it written down on a piece of paper in the studio, and I don't know who wrote it, and I'm glad they did, because there's a photo taken of it. And then I saw it, and I was just like, that is so odd, because that's what this record's all about. It's me trying to sort my stuff out and get happy. And I just thought that was like a nice opening line as a bit of a mantra for the record, that this is a will and there's a way and I'm going to get there in the end.
Yeah.
And it's a rocky path. It's not like it's an easy thing to do. I have a thing with writing songs where, you know, I can't shake the dark and ominous tones, even if you're talking about love.
Well, you question a lot. I can tell from sort of listening to what you sing about, seeing how you write lyrics as well. There's lots of questions in your head about life and, you know, not taking things for granted. We'll hear that opening song in just a moment, but I've got to ask you some biographical information. First of all, this record, is it all based on truth?
Yeah.
It is. So it's reality. It's not fictitious characters. It's pretty much you, how you see the world.
Well, yeah, it's based on true feelings, I guess. There's some coloured in parts, but yeah, it's autobiographical.
Have you ever tried writing from character perspectives?
So that's a good thing, because I was also thinking, what the hell am I going to do for this next record, if there ever is one going to be, the one after We Are A Team? And I was like, maybe I have to just start making stuff up.
Well, this is the interesting thing, because you talked about this towards the end of last year with Bridget. You were talking about the single Viv, and you were actually saying that the band, you know, were looking at the future going, well, is there a future? Were you having writer's block?
No, see, yeah, it's been written as writer's block, but it's more actually me actively not trying to write a song.
Like, not trying to write a song or trying to write a song?
Not trying to. Which is different to writer's block because I assume you really want to try and write a song, and this one was I really don't want to write songs. And that was for a whole year. So
what brought that on?
You guys playing Stretch Your Skin on Triple J.
Okay, so this is going back a couple of years now, and this was a key track on your second record. Now, from what I understand, that song was once again written autobiographically about a relationship that had gone wrong, had ended.
Yeah.
And so the feelings that you had about writing that song, you regretted afterwards. Is that right?
That's totally right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's because you opened your heart up and you opened your, you know, your thoughts up.
Yeah, but part of me doesn't subscribe to the screw you, this is my art and I'll tell the truth no matter what. It's complex. Like, I do subscribe to that in why a song should be, that it should be the truth, but I don't think it should be at the cost of something else. Maybe someone's feelings, someone's like life. And I really hurt someone that I really didn't want to hurt with that song. And, you know, I remember it getting premiered and I realized soon after that it really caused a bit of pain. And I just tailspinned. I just turned into this person. I just thought, I'm not, who am I? Such a selfish, you know, pursuit to be going down this path of like writing these songs about this person who probably doesn't deserve these songs to be written about. And I realized, so if I couldn't do that, then I'm just not going to do anything. So I really sat on the urge to write songs for about a year.
What were the band saying to you? Were the band telling you to get over it or anything like that?
Probably, yeah, and more and less colorful, more colorful words perhaps. They were, I mean, everyone was kind of saying, I mean, with Stretch Your Skin, that song lead up to that being released and, you know, it was the first song we got added to your station and we were so excited about it and it really did break us into some new ground and we're forever grateful for that. But with that came, I mean, before that I was just saying, I don't think we should release this song. I don't want to, I don't feel good about it. I think this is going to do more harm than good. And they, I mean, the band and management and label, best people on the planet, but and they're all just sort of saying, let's just don't worry, we'll figure it out, you know, until you get closer and closer to the release date and that happens. And then the one song I don't want to be known for perhaps is the one song We Become. And yeah, it really messed me up. I was a very like complex kind of feeling. And I sort of started resenting the band a little bit. I haven't told them this, but I'm sure they'll hear now. But I felt this resentment because it was like, it's my life, it's not yours, you know, and it's like so important to people and it's their passion as well, but I feel like more, like unfortunately more invested in it. And so I was sort of just like, everyone stayed out of my life, even the band members, which was hard, and management and label.
Did you actually regret writing it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually do. Like I still do. Yeah, it was just a very hard, weird time.
How'd you get over it?
And I didn't for a whole year. And I
But you had to look at songwriting in a different way?
Yeah, because I did.
You
I
did? Okay, did. More yes. respectful?
Sorry. Yeah.
Okay.
So
but no less honest, because the funny thing about this record is that, you know, as we've sort of touched on, if it's all truth, there's some really honest emotions in here.
Yeah. Well, and that was my predicament. Like, I didn't want to write honestly about this. So what the F do I write about? And I couldn't think of anything. Like, I just knew that I wasn't ever going to write about that part of my life because it's unfair. So what do I write about? I've got nothing. So I just don't write songs. Like it's kind of it's pretty black and white in my brain how it works, but they bubbled up every now and then. I'm like, oh, get out of here, get out of here. And then the whole Viv in the Front Seat story happened, you know,
This is
March.
This is documenting. We've talked about this a bit on Triple J about that single and so one relationship ends for you and then after a period of time, you fall into a new relationship, I'm gathering, because that's what this record is kind of all documenting.
Yep.
We'll go into a little bit more about what that feeling is like of starting a new relationship because it's very much, I think, at the core of what this album's about. Tom Lanyon from Ceres is with us on Triple J. Let's hear that opening track. This one, look, it starts on the front foot. It's called Marriage. So it's like, it's not, will you hold my hand or,
no.
You know, let's go to the movies. It's called Marriage. God, we're going to get down to business.
I don't muck around, do I? I'm just I mean, if I may, the irony of that song as well is, and that's what I love about my partner now is it's a tinty tongue in cheek because there's a lyric in there, I'd ask you to marry me, but I know you'd say no, because I was like all in. As soon as I fell into this relationship and fell in love, I was just like, this is it. I'm done. Like, we're getting married. And she would just look at me and go, no way. Who said I wanted to marry you? So she actually, I did ask. I mean, I half asked and she fully said no.
And this is the song that
and
came.
And here it is.
And here it is for everyone to hear. Here it is, Marriage. This is new music from Ceres.
I'm gonna get happy. I'm gonna tell them it was all for you. That I'm so lucky. I'm gonna show them deep down somewhere in my heart there's love. I'm gonna get happy. When you walk, I'll tell everyone there's nothing in my heart but love. You wanna keep it a secret, okay, so do I. I'll tell everyone there's nothing in my heart but love.
So there it is. That is actually the opening track to the brand new album, We Are A Team, the new album for Melbourne band Ceres. And Tom Lanyon is still with us from Ceres. So as you said before, that song starts. It's a bold start. The thing is, with this relationship, were you worried? Because just reflecting on what you said before about Stretch Your Skin and Damage Done There, this album I was listening to and I was thinking, well, he's being so forthright with his lyrics. I don't know what state your new relationship is in, but the truths that exist on this record are potentially going to frighten this person away.
I think they have, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep.
That's what I was thinking.
Where is my phone, by the way? that's the problem, isn't it? I just can't help being
honest,
which is so annoying for me. But
are you like that in a relationship anyway?
I don't think so, no, which is weird. I think I would probably use the song to say it more than I'd actually honestly say it to someone in a relationship.
So with your partner, what sort of reactions have you got back so far?
Well, I mean, I've gone so all in on this record with her. I mean, I'm sure we'll get to it, but we recorded down at Apollo Bay at her family home. The artwork on the front of it is actually Viv. Viv is actually her dead dad. Like, it's so complexly interlinked with her, this album, which I think has to be the way if you're going to write a love record. She's fine. She's the best. She's supportive. I mean, I guess she has no choice. It's a train that's left the station now. But I'm so grateful for her love and support.
Okay.
To be honest, long story short, I haven't actually asked her.
we'll find out soon enough.
Yeah, yeah. Can you call in on...
We have the phone number here if you want to dial in right now.
Yeah.
The rest of the band, are they totally on side with you being so open? Like, do you have to sit down and have band meetings and talk to them about what you want to write about?
I think if we're a legitimate proper band, we probably should do stuff like that, but I just don't seem to get there with them. I love them and they understand me, and like I can flip out and I'm moody, and you know, there's all that sort of emotional side that I assume comes with a songwriter, but they're always fully on board, and I don't think they don't try to delve in too deep. They sometimes ask questions, like GY bass player, God love him, and he'll ask me like one question or something about a song, like an Easter egg. He just wants to know, and that's I'll tell him, and then he'll do the kind of raise his eyebrows and close his eyes and nod and not say anything else. And like,
sorry, I asked.
Yeah, oh yeah, almost. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, maybe, yeah. But oh, just like this That's all I need to know.
This is the amazing thing. You know, bands are like this more than I would think that bands would sort of question, why are you singing that? What's this line about? Why are you, you know, why are you putting that word in there? I thought bands operated that way, but they don't. I think that if, especially if there's a main songwriter in a group, they ask less questions than I imagine they would.
I think it's a lucky thing, and it's probably self-preservation more than anything perhaps, because you're right. If I was in a band, if I am who I am now and I'm in a band but not the songwriter, man, I'd be picking it apart. I'd be going to town. I'd love to know all about the things.
Yeah.
But these guys, I think, just let it lie. They know it's honest and they know what it means to me, and I think that's all they would ask.
Tom Lanyon from Ceres is with us. Just back to the relationship. The start of a relationship, I think anyone who's been through relationships knows that the start period is so incredibly special. It's not the best part of a relationship. You know, there's good bits all the way through. But that beginning part, there's so much that goes on in the head. So is all this record pretty much that starting point of a relationship?
Yeah. And that's what's, I'm very excited about it, just as a time capsule for myself down the line. Maybe potentially we can show our kids this is what I felt like when I met your mum. You know, like, it's how often do you have a 45-minute documentation of the giddiness of falling in love the first year? Because, yeah, it came out so quickly as well. I wrote Viv in March last year, recorded it in March, and then the album was done and recorded in September.
And Viv was the first song you wrote after a year of not writing?
Yeah, that was the lightning bolt. It was a very cliche songwriter's lightning bolt to the head. This is, you know, this, it came out of my fingers. I don't even control it. I'm the conduit, you know, all that crap. But unfortunately, it kind of happened to me.
That happened. Yeah. And you're a believer.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, praise. And I just knew I just had to get home and write that song. And I got Viv in the front seats, the first line of the chorus, and I wrote the chorus straight away, and then it all just fell out.
Okay. We're going to get to another track in full in just a moment from the new album by Ceres. Tom Lanyon's still with us. There's intimacy in this record that I haven't really recognized in previous records from Ceres. And it feels like you've used some of the demo recordings of some of the songs.
We have. So the song called Collarbone, it's actually called Collarbone 2011 because we actually have a song. Our band's very confusing, Richard, please. We have a song called Collarbone.
It's such an emo title, Collarbone 2011.
I know, isn't it? Well, I had to call it 2011 because there's actually a song on an EP that we wrote called Collarbone as well. So I'm rehashing a bit of work there. But that was... it's before the band started because the band started in 2012. In 2011, I wrote this song, Collarbone, which is actually on the record. And bookended of that song is the two voice memos that I had on my phone. I say, actually, it's one long voice memo, but the start and the finish of the song on the record are actually the voice memo that I recorded in 2011 before even the band started. So the first time you hear Collarbone on We Are A Team is actually me sitting in my bedroom in Richmond.
8 years ago.
8 years ago.
And it fits the story, you think?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it does. And there's that, and there's a song called Stay Awake, which is also written a time before this lot of writing for We Are A Team. And I think they just both deal with the love and the uncertainty of love, which I think was important to represent because, one, I like sad songs, and two, I think everyone's kidding themselves if they've got it all figured out. And how sure you can feel in love, there's still doubt. Maybe not about your partner, but also about, like, you know, are you just being right for that person?
Yeah. Well, look, good luck in the future both with this record and your personal life. I feel very invested.
You're coming to the wedding, mate. You're coming to the wedding. I'm sure she'll marry me.
I want updates, okay?
Every 6 months
I want an update on how this thing is going because it feels like it's, filmic was another word that came to mind.
Cool.
With some of this material. I was visualising so many scenarios when I was listening to this new material from you.
That's awesome. That's a compliment. Thank you.
Anyway, good luck with all of it.
Thank you,
the band and your personal life. Tom Lanyon from Ceres has been with us on Triple J. Let's hear it. This is Collarbone 2011.
Sleep.
So once again, that is Collarbone 2011, a new song off the series album, We Are A Team. And the Melbourne band are just about to start their album tour for this third album of theirs. They've got a sold-out show in their hometown of Melbourne at the Corner Hotel this coming Friday night. They've also sold out their upcoming Adelaide show, but they've got shows coming up in Hobart, Sydney, Brisbane and Perth between now and the 1st of June. If you're into a band like Ceres, I'm pretty sure you'll be into groups like Pup, the Canadian band, and also Sydney's Dear Seattle. Both of those groups I recently interviewed as well, and you can find those interviews in the 2019 podcast feed and also at the Triple J website.